been a while. What is up, guys? This is Teriyaki. Welcome back to Teriyaki Chicken Nugget. It's been about 4 weeks since the last episode. I feel bad because I was supposed to release it like 2 weeks ago, but then I couldn't because I actually had a lot going on. And as you may have noticed or may have not noticed, we have a guest. So would you like to speak for a moment?
Hi. Thank you for having me back on again.
Like, at this point, you are my co-host. Seriously, you are doing so much work for me.
No. Thank you for having me on.
But anyways, I don't know what happened. Like, this month. No, August just started because I'm recording it on August, what? The beginning of August. Anyway. No, it's not even the beginning. It's August 10. Holy shit.
Don't say that. Oh my God.
Because I thought it was like July 10th before, and now it's August 10th. I don't know what happened the past month, but I was on a trip, okay?
Yeah.
When my last episode was released, I was in Okinawa.
You were having a nice summer.
I was having a blast until the typhoon hit. So I had to leave one day early, mm-hmm. which was not expected at all. So that kind of sucked, but then I still had a lot of fun, and surprisingly I didn't meet anyone there. So because do you remember when I told you that I was going to Okinawa and like how you reacted?
Yeah.
What did you tell me?
Wait, I think I was like, who are you gonna go see? Like like, who is the guy? Tell me.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I am not going there to hang out with a guy. Like, stop thinking that every time I go somewhere, I'm meeting with a guy.
Okay. Wait.
That's not true.
Wait. Because before the whole trip, you were talking to so many dudes from Okinawa. So why not?
This is horrible.
Come on.
No. I get it. But I was actually like, so before I decided to go on a trip, like I was already hanging out with so many people and I was like, I gotta stop. Like, this is torturing me almost. And I had to have like a nice getaway from that in order to like reset my mental.
Yeah.
And so I was already working a lot and I was like, I have to do something to distract myself and like sort of relax, like chill, do nothing. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go on a trip. I didn't meet anyone, as I said. Like, I didn't even have time to hang out with other people. I only stayed in Okinawa for 20 hours. So you know how busy I was. Yeah. I wasn't there for too long. And then after that, like, I had to, you know, gather a lot of documents for my stay in Canada. And that was a lot of work. And it's just really annoying, to be honest.
Well,
yeah.
How's the whole going to Canada working out right now?
So I just found out that I had to pay my tuition, and which I did. But then turned out that I had to pay for another $532. And if I don't pay it until August 25th, apparently I'm going to have to pay like an interest for that.
Okay.
Because I didn't pay for it in time. And that's annoying because I'm an international student, so I had to, like, go to a special bank to, like, transfer money. And it just, like, takes a lot of time, and it's a lot of processing, and I had to do that. I mean, I didn't, but my dad did. But then they're telling me that I had to do it again, and the bank charges, like, what, $8 for that? Like, who is going to pay $8 just to pay $5 to a school? Like, that's ridiculous. So I'm kind of upset right now, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, perks of being an international student.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta love it. One thing I want to say, I actually had, no, it's okay, not important, what is it? But I had a nice number of people who reached out to me about coming up on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quite a lot, actually. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to come on my show, you gotta give me something to talk about, because I'm not gonna find a topic for each of you to talk about on my podcast. Like, I, as you know, like, I don't have enough content to get the show going even for what, two times a month? Like, I don't do it every week. I only do it twice mm-hmm. a month or mm-hmm. something like that. And you think you can come on my show like that? No. So, yeah, but thank you. I honestly appreciate it.
Yes, anytime. Like,
because it's like, when I have something that I want to talk about and I know that's going to be good, but I can't talk about it by myself, because if I do, I feel like that's going to be not as interesting. So that's why I have to, like, carefully choose a guest, but then I also can't really find anyone that would be interesting, or I know that are interesting. And so that's why I keep coming back to you.
Thank you. I guess I'm interesting. Okay, thank you.
No, like, when I have, like, podcast episodes with you, people actually do mm-hmm. give me a lot of positive comments. So that's why I was like, So I know that we are interesting.
Yay! Great chemistry.
Yeah, anyways, what's up with you?
I don't know. Like...
Oh God.
Dead. Okay.
What happened?
Well, okay, so for real, my work wants to do more merchandising inside the virtual reality world. So, like,
yes, those sounds complex.
VR goggle things.
Yeah.
And so they were like, hey, Reyna, we want you to program some stuff, and which I have no knowledge of, but they just gave me those goggles, and they're like, oh, you can use these however you want. So I've been diving into the virtual reality world.
I am so confused right now, but okay, same. Keep going.
No, I'm as confused as you probably would.
Holy shit.
But anyway, I have these VR goggle things, or like machine things, in my room, and I'm using them every single day, and that's really fun, but I'm losing interest in the reality now. Anyway, sorry, that was bad.
All right, so, okay, the thing I wanted to talk about this week, so when I was having a lesson with one of my students, because I teach English, we talked about, like, we had a conversation topic lesson where they have a lot of questions about a certain topic, and the topic was marriage.
Mm.
Now, I don't really plan on getting married at this point. Or at any point so far, right now, at this moment. But we talked about, like, the qualities that we should look for when getting married.
Mm.
And I think she's in her early 30s, and we talked about, like, you know, what is important in marriage and, like, any those type of topics. And... the reason why I'm talking about this is, I don't know, I just, something really hit me, and I was like, I'm interested to talk about this. So here we are.
Okay.
So one of the two main things that we talked about is that she told me that people who've been married say that personality is the most important thing, and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
personality comes first, money comes next, and probably the third is like appearance. But she was like, 結婚経験がある人は性格が一番大事っていう。So which means, you know, if you've been married, people say that the personality is the most important. Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I guess it's accurate.
Do you think? No, because I was like, you know what? That's actually profound, because like when I look for people to date, I was like, I usually look at their appearance and I'm like, am I attracted to this person?
Well,
but it's like different, because like when you're dating and if you're looking for a relationship, that's different. But if you're just looking to hook up, like, you're not going to care about the person's appearance. No. Personality.
Yeah.
Because that's not important. Like, you're just there to, have fun.
Go, like, yeah.
So, like, if the person is not cute or attractive, like, you're just not going to go for it.
Yeah. Of course.
When it comes to relationship, it's like, I can't date an asshole. But also, that person can't be too ugly,
because every single morning, you have to see their faces.
It's like, what did I just... why did I make that decision of being in a relationship with this man?
Well, okay. Here's my opinion, because I talk about this with... not with girls, but with guys.
Okay.
And
what do they say?
It's usually the guys who are like, oh, I want to be loved. And they need to have a nice personality. Looks, but like, they like, oh, I want them to be able to cook clean.
Yo.
And like... okay, like, that's totally fine, but hearing that, like, hearing the guys' imaginations about girls in the end, so I read this in a book, but they said, love comes last, and honestly,
what?
When humans were going to marry, they usually marry with the...
benefits.
Benefits. So, love is just, like, you know, an imagination. So, you should look at the money and what they have and maybe not their personality, but... what they can offer, I guess.
Don't know. I feel like I can't date someone that's an ass, but I also can't date anyone that I'm not attracted to, like physically attracted to, because it's you're not gonna wake up in the morning and look at the person you married to and be like, oh god, I can't stand how ugly this person looks.
Well, yeah. Right. But also, are you only going to marry once?
Oh, God. Well, I feel like it depends. Like, it depends on a lot of things. But most of the time, because at least in Japan,
people are going to age.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's one other thing that other people told me. Like, you can marry someone based on their appearance, but when you guys are both old, they're obviously not gonna look the same. So if you don't choose a person based on the personality, you're just gonna suffer once that person doesn't look good anymore.
I agree.
Yeah, but I was like, and when she told me, when my student told me that, I was like, should I start dating people based on their personality? Because I also don't want to be shallow. You know, like, I feel like going into a relationship just only thinking about the appearance is shallow, I feel. Because it's like, I'm not looking at any other factors but the appearance. And it's kind of, I think, blindsiding. What? Blindsiding sometimes. Like, when someone looks really good, you're just like, oh my god, like, it feels so good to see them in my eyes, and I feel happy, you know?
And also, when you only look at the looks, probably what they're going to do from then on, everything's going to look good and everything's going to sound good and you're just going to feel good.
Or maybe it's right? The opposite. And because you have so like such high expectations that the person you like looks really good, you expect them to be really good at everything. So it just like from that on, like the first time your impression is really good, but when person does something wrong, it's just gonna keep going down and down and
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is like such a hard topic for me because.
Well, what do you prefer? I guess.
Appearance or personality?
Yeah.
Personality, because I have actually struggled with this. Like I've
I know.
You know, I've talked with like a really good looking guy, and at the beginning it was really good, and I was having a lot of fun. But then at one point I got really like disappointed because of the things he's done or said, and it's actually pretty hard because it's like I'm attracted, but I'm not really attracted to his personality. But then there's like such a big conflict between like me liking the appearance and me not liking the personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but I don't like him as a person, but I like him as an object.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's like, I would love to see you, but I also don't want to be associated with you.
No.
So yeah, that was hard. But like, even the guys, like I've talked to the guys that weren't as good looking to me, and but then had a great personality, like I've cut them off multiple times. So
well,
yeah, I feel like a devil now.
Well, you're not like looking for a relationship, so I guess it's
I wasn't, no, but it's like tough, like once you are like, because when someone looks good and when you think that that person also has a good personality, but turns out that they didn't, it is really tough. Like, it's like, did I just misjudge it, or did I just not see it coming? Because I'm sure there have been signs, but I just, ugh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So then I think to myself, how about like a average looking guy with an average personality? Would that be interesting? But then it's like, it's missing the fun. Because it's so average. Like there's nothing, like once, when a person is so average, there's nothing that is outstanding.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
It makes total sense.
But how do you feel?
Do you actually want the outstanding part?
Well, because it's like, it doesn't even have to be that great, but it's like, if I could pick one part that is different from other people, that's nice, isn't it? Because if it's just like the average and there's nothing that you really like about the person, like that person is easily replaced.
Well, I don't really agree, because I don't know, maybe for me, thinking back, like even though like looking for and finding that one thing that's different about someone else or what makes them different, you know, like this is so sad, but it does not have to be them.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So yeah, that's
and it does not have to be them, and yeah.
Oh God, we're so bad.
We're, yeah, but maybe we're just becoming adults.
No, I don't think so. Oh God.
I don't. Okay, because in romance novels or like dramas, they're like, oh, that one thing about that one person I love. But in reality, like, there's many men, and when you go on a date, if you go on 10 dates with 10 men, probably 8 of the dates are gonna be pretty much the same.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like the other two are either really bad or really good.
Yeah, but even when you go on the second date with those two, I swear it's not gonna work out. The 8 of them are probably gonna work out better.
Oh, no, like, I've actually heard of it. Like, if you have, like, a really exciting feeling, like butterflies on a first date, you probably shouldn't go out with the person anymore. And if you actually think that you didn't have as much a good time or time that was as exciting as you thought it would be, you should go out again.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's time to go back on Tinder. Now we figured it out.
I don't know. Like, I think this is one of my problems is that I get easily repulsed by people. So if I go on a date and I find something I don't like, I'm like grossed out. Like, I don't want to see it. Please do not come near me. And that's what makes me not want to see them again, because I was repulsed. And I think I need to stop.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Like, my disgust level is so low.
Yeah.
Like, even those tiny little things can disgust me, and it's not fun. Like, ugh. Yeah, so that's something I need to work on.
Well, yeah.
Commercial. International Tutoring Club is a program that teaches students around the world and helps them develop their English skills. We're sistering up with Historia for All, which is a student-led nonprofit organization that aims to bring ethnic studies education to elementary school students in California. All of our tutors are fluent American tutors, and we offer free EFL 30-minute classes online. Our tutors can teach students from different levels, and we focus on conversation and pronunciation. Sign up from a link on our Instagram, that is at sbhs.international.english. We're also looking for 2 student outreaches from Japan. There's no language requirement needed for this position, and it is a good opportunity. If you're interested, DM us or Teriyaki. Anyways, another thing I talked about with my student is the marriage timing for women. She was talking about her colleague, and she was like, my colleague got too old to marry. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean too old? Like, is there any such thing like that? And apparently, like, in Japan, after, like, 30 to 33, women have lower or smaller chances of getting married. And I was like, well, I did not know that. And I don't think I'll be able to get married in Japan if that's the case. Like, I don't really plan on getting married until, like, I'm at least 28. So I got, 4 years to find my partner? Mm-hmm. That's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I was also asking her, why is it 32 or 33? Because that makes no sense. And she was like, I think Japanese guys want the young girls or younger people. And I was like, why? What's the point?
Because they're pedos.
But like, no.
Okay. I was talking about this to
you just dropped a bomb. Like, Like, yeah. Because they're pedos.
I was talking to this, I'm not going to say who it is, but it's someone very close to me, and he's been there, saw a lot of guys, and he sat down with me and told me, Reina, Japanese guys, or pretty much all men in this world, are basically pedophiles, but they just don't show it. If they had a chance to go out and marry a minor, they 100% would, but because of the law, they can't. So that's why we don't talk about it.
Yo, I really hope that that's not true, but I feel like they may not be pedophiles, but like I feel like they have a thing for younger females that are like naive, so that they can take advantage of them and like that's do whatever true. They want in the relationship. And it's kind of toxic because some women like that, like we see a lot in manga or anime that where men are taking control and women are like, can you please stop, but like they are actually enjoying the type of like they're actually enjoying type of plot.
Okay.
Oh god. So because like we see that so many, like so often, like people kind of get confused, like maybe it's you know, she says no, but maybe she actually wants it, type of thing. It's gross.
Or maybe, just in general, Japanese girls, maybe their standards are just a little higher.
You think?
Yeah. Why? That's what I kind of, well, especially when I came to Osaka, because it's such a city. But when I was living in Arizona, so I was living in the countryside, but my standards weren't as high because I knew how, like, the other kids were working out their life. So...
No, I kind of just, like, thought about it right now, but because women don't get paid as much... They, in order to like have a child, they need to get married because otherwise they won't be able to, or it will be really difficult. And so women want men who have a stable job that pays well.
And also men, when they reach the age of about to get, what is it called? Like, not a pay up, but like, a promotion. To get a promotion, they can't do their chores. So they want someone to do their chores, right?
Like, if you need to get a promotion, like, you can't have a leave, paternal leave, maternal leave whatsoever. So it kind of makes sense, but also I don't like it.
Oh, it makes sense, but it does not make sense in my law, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like most women here like want to get married and leave work,
mm-hmm.
because it kind of doesn't really matter like what they do because they're not getting paid that much, like it's just not fulfilling. And or men don't want women to work after marriage, like some women want to continue to work after marriage, but men are like, no, like I can feed you, so I need you to stay at home and cook and clean for me.
Because
I've seen that a lot.
It's pretty much the standard. And
what happens after that is women can't divorce him because they have no financial means to support themselves. So they have to be with the guys to to live, basically. Like, once you're married for a while and never worked, no one's going to hire you. So if you have a child, you can't raise them. Once you, even if you're trying to divorce him.
But here again, I just want to say, you can do whatever you want to do. You can marry as much as you want. So please don't hesitate to get a divorce, everyone.
What?
Yeah, for real.
I swear, like, I know that some people want to get divorced, want to get a divorce, but they can't, because if they do, like, they can't. They're so dependent on their husbands, yeah, that they can't divorce.
But you can go meet, well, it's not as simple, I know, but, you know, like, when one of them start to think about a divorce, I'm sure the other partner is already cheating, so.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. It's just the type of.
But it's kind of scary to, like, hear from my student that, like, her colleague got too old to marry. I was like, ugh. She said, 年取りすぎちゃって. And I was like, scary.
But. Not, I don't know, like, maybe it's just the generation we are in, but even if you get a little too old, the younger dudes will definitely want you.
If you right? have money, yeah.
Yeah, well, money, but, like, they're, like, someone told me, but the younger men want older women so they can just you know,
have another
be a wife. Yeah, basically.
Yo, I swear to God, like, if I'm getting married, I'm not having another child as I get married.
What do you
does
mean?
Does it exist? Like, what? I don't want a child to take care of when I get married, because a man doesn't know how to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, imagine once you have a child and you have another child in your house, I am dead.
I remember that someone told me, having a husband is having a kid. So when you have a kid, you basically have two kids running around the house.
Exactly. So in order for me to tolerate that, that man has to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. If I make enough money, I'm probably not going to get married. So
why?
Because I know how to, like, I can support myself, right? Like, if I make enough money, right? But if I work in Japan, that's probably going to be difficult.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the topic that you wanted to talk about. would you like to bring it
up? What was it? What?
The divorce rate of interracial couples.
Oh, yes. Okay, listen up, people. I know the people who are listening to this podcast, they want a Japanese wife or they want a foreign husband. I know that.
What the fuck? Oh. What? That's not the audience I built.
Or maybe, I don't know, but... Okay, from a being that came out of a Japanese stomach mixed with a foreign egg.
Sperm.
You know, it's not that easy, honestly. Because, okay, I was raised in Arizona and I was around maybe probably 100 mixed kids. So basically...
Oh, yeah.
Basically, there were more... There were couples, right? A family.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably 100 or, like, more families around me. And when we were younger, they were pretty happy. But after we went into sixth grade, like, there were probably half of the families left, you know?
Oh, God.
And... And after being in middle school, you know, my mom calls my friend, my mom calls her friends, and they're international couples.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how are you?
Not good.
Like, actually, they sound really happy.
Okay, that's good.
They sound really happy because they got a divorce. Oh.
Okay, but like, why do you think that is? Why do you think it's a thing that interracial couples divorce more than monoracial couples? Yeah.
So I guess it starts from just like a start. Okay. I keep on stuttering. Okay, sorry. Well, I guess it starts from such a small topic of as what do you like for food to how
do you take your shoes off at the door?
Yeah. Or do you sleep with the window open, or do you...
Or do you sleep like naked and with the air, say, running at 21?
And then it's, like, their parents, maybe? Or,
oh, yeah.
And just their personalities. Just, it sometimes clashes, I guess.
Like, I can't imagine couples living, but when interracial couples get married, like, they will move to the country that either of them was born or working. So that's a lot of sacrifice, right? And maybe someone has to learn their language, because if they don't share the same language, someone has to adjust, right? And if they don't feel like their effort is compensated, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm doing this much for you and you're not doing anything. Can you please be more empathetic, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But there's actually one day guy.
Exception.
That I've seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exception that I've seen is usually the husband or the wife that comes from a wealthy country. Uh-huh. And when the whole family lives in that country, they usually don't really separate, what I've seen.
Oh. Wait, can you elaborate?
So, okay, so if the husband is from a wealthy country, and if the wife is from, like, a middle class country, basically like Japan, and if the wife lives with the husband and has kids in the more stable, wealthy country, they usually don't really separate. But if it's like the opposite, if they go to Japan, then I kind of see stuff not working out. And that's the same in the U.S. So, what I mean is,
yeah, that's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
But, like, I really understand, like, how frustrating it can get for interracial couples. Because usually, like, one is suffering, but then the other is just ignorant.
Yeah. And
not aware of the fact that it is like that for them.
Yeah. That's the big
That's the biggest issue, right? Like,
it is.
That person doesn't notice, but then the other person is suffering. Yeah. And the person is just like, well, I don't know what you're going through because this is normal for me. But for the other person, it's like, I have never experienced it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it just comes in the conclusion of they just haven't experienced what the other person has experienced while growing up. And that that's what just makes a gap.
Like, I've actually started to get frustrated just going on dates, because when I'm on dates, I'm usually with the visitors. Mm-hmm. So that means they don't know anything about here, right? Yeah. So that means I have to, like, take them to places because I'm the local here. And when I get food, I actually have to, like, explain everything because they can't read. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is such a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And it's not really fun. Like, I wish mm-hmm. I didn't have to do all that. But, yeah.
But I guess some people still want to marry foreigners, so... good luck to you guys.
Oh, right? If that's your thing, go ahead, right? Who knows, I might be one of them in the future.
Well, I hope it goes out for you. Oh, but one thing,
don't want to get a divorce, but one, man.
Everyone, please keep a friend that is a lawyer around you. That's the key thing.
My cousin is a lawyer.
But they have to be able to speak, you know, English or the language whichever country you're gonna stay in, right?
Oh, that is true. I guess I have to make a lawyer friend in Canada.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna change your life probably.
If I get a divorce, you know what? I actually have a mm-hmm. student who's been divorced 2 times.
But
no, nothing wrong with her. Like, she's actually such a nice person. Mm-hmm. I love her. And mm-hmm. she went to the States and she lived there for 20 years. Okay. She worked as a casino dealer and she has 2 kids. And she came back to Japan and, you know, living her own thing. And yeah, that was like, I hear her stories and it's like, I probably should have asked more questions.
That must have been such a roller coaster life when I heard the casino dealer. Like,
20 years.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Why did you end up there?
Wow.
Yeah, I want to meet her, okay.
I don't know, I'm curious. I want to know. Yeah, so wait, I forgot to ask, like, if you were to be in a relationship, what are your, like, main thing? Like, appearance, personality, what would you choose over what?
This is kind of... okay, I just have to say that my dating life until now was not the best, so please don't take this as an example.
Nothing goes well when you start going on dates. Like, everything is, like, once mm-hmm. I start going mm-hmm. on dates, I In am the end, depressed.
I say it's money.
Yeah.
Money, but also... just okay. A healthy relationship.
Oh, wait, what do you mean by that? That's important. That is important.
Not a fun date, but just a heartwarming date. Just holding hands, looking in their eyes, looking at a sunset, just walking through the park. Just sleeping together and not doing anything.
That's cute.
Yeah. And
ideal. And ideally. Yeah.
And especially, like, I don't have a stable job, so if they had a stable job, it would be very nice. So money.
Honestly, like, for me, it's like, it's nice if they have money, but I also don't really care because, like, obviously I'm not looking to date to marry. So, doesn't really matter for me. As long as I get my free dinner. Oh my god.
That's money. Come on.
What? Dinner is not expensive. No, but like I almost freaked out when my sushi matrix man told me that he was so broke that he couldn't buy a coffee for himself. Like, that's another level, you know?
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, guys, listen to my episode 10, my dating story. So yeah. What were you gonna say?
This is why I say money is because I just had a guy who was like, come to my house and let's, he was like, oh, I'll make you dinner. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And talking to him later on, ends up he was so broke that he couldn't, that he didn't have the money go out of.
Yo,
he didn't have, okay, here's the thing. He didn't have money to ride a train and get food, so he wanted me to come there.
Honestly, maybe that's another way to hide it very well. Like, if you don't have money, just invite her over for dinner. It's all you're gonna cook.
I swear, yeah.
That's hilarious. But also shocking.
Yeah.
How was the date?
I didn't go, actually.
How did you find out that he was broke? Did he tell you?
Well, first of all, like, I was like, oh, if you're broke, I don't care. Like, just come out and I'll pay you.
Ooh, mommy.
And he was like, oh, no, like,
I can't even get on the train. Sorry.
And so I was like, no, like, I'll pay for the train. Like, I don't care. Just, like, come. And he was like, no, like, my pride. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yep.
That's rough. Do you think you're going to hang out with him soon or no?
We don't talk anymore.
Okay. Well, I say that's good because fuck that pride.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I'm going to dive back into my virtual reality world.
Okay. Good luck with that. So, guys, if you have any questions, please let us know. We'll love to answer. Subscribe, leave a comment. Reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reina.
Hit that bell button. Follow me on Reina Delic at Reina Delic, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Heart.
Yeah. My Instagram is TCN Podcast. My Twitter is @teriyaki_ENG, as in English. And yeah, I'm actually leaving Japan in a few weeks. So I might make a vlog of me leaving Japan.
Oh.
And once that comes out, hit my YouTube subscribe button.
Please look forward for Teriyaki's blog with me to go to a French restaurant. A bougie ass French restaurant.
Italian.
Oh yeah.
Are we filming that?
Like, why not? I don't know. Okay. Just like take pictures, I guess.
Oh, like, that might go on my Instagram. Pictures. Yeah.
I don't know if they'll let us film, but
okay, this we'll make like a TikTok video. Actually, you guys follow my TikTok.
Yeah.
I think this is also TCN podcast. I'm not sure, but I'll put the link in my description thing. So yeah, hit that follow button and we'll see you guys when?
Bye.
In a few weeks. Sometime. Okay. Bye.